WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. One of the three candidates still in the running for Bryan's school superintendent has dropped out. Interviews with the two others take place today and tomorrow. Bryan ISD President Trey Moore says the third was selected as the sole finalist in another district. Moore says this week's interviews will last at least 3 hours. That's twice as much time as the first round.
They will take at least 3 hours. Part of that will be a social time where we can just kind of mingle and talk casually, and then a good portion of it will be sitting around a table with the candidate at the head and, you know, getting into the harder questions.
Board members are scheduled to review the two interviews after tomorrow's visit with the second candidate. The goal is to announce a lone finalist a week from Wednesday. The Twin Cities leads the United States in one category. The College Station Bryan area tops the nation with 59% of the population who live in rented housing. The Texas A&M Real Estate Center cites Census Bureau data compiled by the Wisconsin-based apartment finding firm Abito. Number three on the list is Killeen at 56%. Only 21 cities in the nation with populations greater than 100,000 are what's described as being renter majority cities. 11 of the 21 are college towns, and four more are near major military bases. We have a correction to a story regarding a West Bryan housing development. Developers of the Edgewater subdivision off West Villa Maria behind Autumn Lakes did receive city council approval in 2013 to require less space between homes. Those developers are back requesting more changes, which received first round council approval earlier this month. Planning Administrator Martin Zimmerman says the new requests are the result of what developers have learned since starting construction.
What spurred this is really a desire by the developer to change the layout to add two new local streets, two cul-de-sac streets that were not part of the original design.
Final action is scheduled tomorrow night. Meantime, those already living in Edgewater and neighboring subdivisions are invited to the first of two meetings about a new park that will be built on Chick Lane. Tonight's meeting starts at 6 at Mary Branch Elementary School. Two cases of impersonating a police officer have been investigated by College Station police. One incident involved a woman who took an Uber ride from Northgate to her home 2 weeks ago and was met by a man who was driving a Jeep. According to the arrest report, 37-year-old Daniel Thompson Hurd identified himself as an undercover cop who said the Uber driver may have almost run over some people in Northgate. The passenger got back in the Uber car and called the real police while taking photos of the Jeep as Hurd drove away. Hurd was arrested last Friday. An ex-boyfriend is accused of impersonating a College Station police officer in order to get his ex-girlfriend from seeing another man. 22-year-old Jimalee Russell Fox was arrested this week for calling the other man and his daughter last November. According to the arrest report, Fox identified himself as Officer James Russell to the daughter in an attempt to locate her father and threatening the other man if he did not stop his relationship with the ex-girlfriend. College Station's new fire chief finished the first week on the job last Friday with a swearing-in ceremony and reception. It's a position Jonathan McMahon has been working towards for nearly 30 years.
One of my mentors is the retired fire chief from Plano Fire Department, and he met me when I was 18 years old, and he asked me, "Son, do you want to be a firefighter?" And I said, "No, I want to be the fire chief." That's what I wanted to be when I was little. I always wanted to be the boss.
McMahon has already made the rounds meeting his firefighters.
I've been going to home about 9 o'clock overnight. I leave the office and then I go see the firefighters. I don't ever manage my place from the glass palace. I manage it with boots on the ground because I want to know what's going on. They're the ones doing the work and they're the ones taking care of the EMS and fire needs in this community.
McMahon, a fifth-generation Texan, comes to College Station after spending the last 12 years in Tucson, Arizona. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8 at 67 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by BCR Realtors. We'll take a look at the news one more time this morning around 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
BCR Realtors was very helpful in getting me approved for a mortgage loan when I didn't think it was possible. Once approved, they helped me find the right home that fit my needs. BCR then helped me get my duplex sublease so I could buy before my lease was over. They even helped me set up my utilities so that I didn't have to miss work. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Good morning, it's 810 Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Here's the weather. It's sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Clouds will be with us throughout the day. In fact, there may be a passing shower as well. Temperatures anywhere from 75 to 80. Clouds will persist tonight, so will the chance for a shower. Lows tonight are going to be 65 to 70. Tomorrow, the clouds will break up. We'll see partial sun develop. There could be a leftover shower. Highs tomorrow are going to be 80 to 85. It'll be breezy. Tomorrow night, it's partly to mostly cloudy. Lows will drop down probably to about 60, and then we'll see sunshine and 70 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:11. That's kind of an interesting story we've been reporting this morning about the number of renters.
Yes.
Bryan College Station area.
59%.
Pretty big
wow.
percentage there.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. If you go back and look, there's been a trend moving toward renting as opposed to owning a home, which is a change in the American dream, if you will.
Indeed.
But all of the things that happen in the rest of the country are completely different from what we see here, because they are building homes as fast as they possibly can for people to buy. And so that is happening in our area because it's growing a lot here. But we're seeing all these rental units be built because, man, there you go. Kids will move into them. People will move into them almost immediately. The situation, however, is in a renter economy as opposed to a homeowner economy, quite often there's less disposable income there. Now, gets colored a little bit because of the students, because they got mom and daddy's plastic, and a lot of them do.
Yeah,
I'm not
going
to say all of them
right.
do, but a lot of them do. And it just kind of changes the entire economic picture of Bryan College Station. Our workforce looks different. The potential workforce looks different. The opportunity to have disposable income looks a little bit different. So the fact that we have that higher percentage as opposed to Killeen was also in there?
Correct. So, Killeen. You know, and then the other, like in the top, were some other SEC school towns.
Exactly. Now, Killeen's a different world because they've got the largest military installation in the free world.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you saw Killeen 10 years ago and you see it now, it really has exploded. It has really, it's grown. Killeen used to kind of be a, and they really have, they've cleaned it up. They've nicened it up quite a bit. But the deal is, if there's a group that gets abused more than college students, it's folks in the military.
Right.
I mean, because hey, the people who run the town, the people who own the property in the town, they know you're only going to be there for a while. And, you know, if you don't want it, then there's somebody else who does from the housing standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not necessarily a good situation for them as opposed to here.
Gotcha.
Because these are young men and women who are hopefully making progress toward their college degree.
We hope.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
if they're not,
that's the plan. Yeah.
they're wasting a lot of mom's and dad's money, but quite often they will have more disposable income than the people who live in Fort Hood, who are basically on a track to be in the military, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, those are new Army folks, and they're liable to be young families, maybe with children, and not making nearly the money that would be available to college students. So demographics a little bit different, even though there's a lot of renters there. But I guess the same thing is true demographically in Athens, or was it Gainesville? Is that
Gainesville, and then in Missouri.
Okay, in Columbia. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've never been to Columbia. I've been to the other two.
Yeah.
Athens is a pretty nice town, really.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And I've actually been to all three.
Okay.
I was lucky enough to get to travel. I didn't get to see a whole lot of the town. But
right.
I will say, and maybe it's because they're just bitter about their time in the Big 12, too. Most A&M coaches don't like Columbia.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And it's really not the best of places to travel to.
I got you. Well, the schools, the school is a little more liberal than the others, and from SEC standards.
I remember the campus being really nice, but yeah.
Well, again, their football field, I mean, they have rocks and grass in one end, okay? It's different. It's not quite the same. You know, everybody else seems to be jacking up their stadiums, and they're maybe painting the rocks or something there. It's a little bit different there. But nonetheless, that seems to be an interesting trend, and we've certainly been living it. I mean, I understand the stats finally prove it out, but we have certainly been living it. Mm-hmm. All right, so Ricky Fowler won over the weekend. How long has it been?
My boy, Ricky.
Geez, it has been a while, hasn't it?
Has it?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think 2015.
He's usually in the, like, top, you know, of the mix.
Right,
but,
right.
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
So there you go. Anyway, so congratulations to him.
Yep.
Okay, study conducted at the Vatican Biological Extinction Conference. Didn't know the Vatican needed to be doing that, but nonetheless, is predicting that half of all species could be extinct by the end of the century. Okay, first of all, that's 83 years from now, okay? We might have one of those species, right? A study conducted, again, by the Vatican Biological Extinction Conference. Now, I'm just saying, if you're on or in charge of the Vatican Biological Extinction Conference, do you think you're going to paint a rosy picture?
I mean, obviously not.
Of course not. Of course you're going to say, oh, my God, we're all going
to
die.
Because otherwise, what did you need to be there
That's
for?
That's right. Yeah. That's your job, is to be there and tell us those horrible things
also,
out there.
If we are one of the species that goes in that 83-year period, and let's say we go on year 52 or something
fine,
like that.
Sure.
What do the other 30 years matter?
That's right. Yeah, if we're on the list somewhere, it doesn't matter after it happens because we won't be here. First solar eclipse of 2017 happened yesterday. We didn't see it.
No.
Anyhow, the actually only people in Chile and Argentina and Angola got to see it, according to NASA.
Okay.
So if you're hoping to see a solar eclipse without a trip to South America, you get your last chance. Get your chance later this year. August the 21st, book your travel now. A total solar eclipse will cross U.S. America for the first time in nearly 40 years. Partial eclipse will be visible from most parts of U.S. America, from coast to coast, actually. The moon will completely cover the sun in towns from Oregon to Nebraska to South Carolina.
Ooh.
So that's kind of the arc of it there. In fact, if you want to see a total eclipse in U.S. America, you better start planning now. Hotels are filling up with any area that falls in the path of totality.
Interesting.
If you want to plan an awesome vacation to see an eclipse, click the greatamericaneclipse.com, okay?
All right.
Website has information on the path of the eclipse, times to view it, how to view a solar eclipse safely. So, do you get the Winnebago and put the chairs up on top and lug the cooler full of soft drinks or whatever up
or
there?
Zima.
Yeah, or Zima.
And
then when it's over, I don't know how long it's last, but when it's over, then do you get back down and start talking to people? You know, it's not like a football game because, I mean, it's an event, and the event happens, and then it's over, as opposed to a football game, which may have a great play in the first quarter and something good in the third quarter. Different things to talk about. Instead, all you're talking about is the solar eclipse.
Yeah,
okay?
You're going to get down off the RV, and you're going to be like, hey, remember the time that the shadow went over the sun?
Yeah, well, look at that. That was cool. Yeah, and either that or 10 years from now, everybody will say that they were there. But there you are if you want to go do that. And it's an amazing thing to see, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And like I said, I saw one that was a partial years ago, and it's different, but time goes on. You got to get on with your life.
I had no idea that there were so many eclipse enthusiasts that, like, hotels are filling up and stuff.
Or it could be they're trying to manufacture a demand.
There you go.
Could be that, too.
I wasn't going to say.
Just say, well, that's all right. You know, there's no problem with that, but I'm sure you can go out there if you want to. Again, what's it called? TheGreatAmericanEclipse.com.
All right.
See how that works. People in Nebraska will be getting hotel prices they never thought they could. All right, so before we had the big Daytona race over the weekend, they put out the highest-paid drivers in NASCAR. Number one is Jimmy Johnson at $21.8 million last year. Now, he got knocked out in that, there was a big wreck, and I think he got knocked out. Dale Earnhardt in at $21.1 million, and those are the top two. They're pretty close. Then Denny Hamlin in at $15 million, Kyle Busch at $15 million, and Kevin Harvick at $13.9 million. But we talked about it, and I don't know, they haven't got the, I haven't seen anything as far as the viewership is concerned, but we were talking about how NASCAR kind of geographically moving away from their base has seen that they're not selling out the tracks like they were.
Which, you know, 21 million, that's it's a lot of money, but considering how dangerous the sport is.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Compared to what other professional athletes make.
Uh-huh.
And I know there's people out there rolling their eyes at the word athletes in NASCAR used in the same sentence, but that just kind of, you know, it risk reward. Not sure if it's quite there.
You make a mistake there, it's not quite like fumbling.
Yeah.
But the deal is now, again, when they started, when we had the first races at Texas World Speedway, you could buy football tickets for $15, and the tickets to the race were $35.
Mm.
So, I mean, at that time, they paid a lot of money, and I presume it's continued to go up like everything else. So you got that going on. All right, here you go. Cute dog video if you're wanting this. Okay, maybe not. Well, you know, it's the pet owner. They think it's the cutest video ever.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Pet owner in Canada shared a clip of herself and her Labrador retriever ice skating together on British Columbia's Wahonik Lake. Molly, the Labrador, is seen crouching on a rocking chair while her owner pushes her, excuse me, her male companion, not an owner anymore, pushes her from behind on ice skates. The video caption explains that Molly was tired from chasing her ball, and she just wanted a free ride in the camping chair. Dog does seem to be having a really good time.
Oh, I thought the dog was actually skating on her feet.
Yeah, no. Apparently sitting in the chair. So
lame.
I know.
Seen way cuter and cooler videos.
Sure. Could have been a lot more fun if they'd ended up being able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the story about the app that will help you with anxiety and depression.
Oh, okay.
Now do you look at your phone a lot when you're depressed?
Right. Well,
I mean, is it supposed to be able to solve that problem for you? Hello.
Hey, NASCAR is taking a page out of the NFL. They're spending as much money on sprint training and dietitians and practice times for their pit crews and drivers and everybody.
Okay, good. Thanks. All right. Well, again, it's big money. There's big money in there. All right, so depression and anxiety affect a lot of us, and professional help is sometimes not an option because of location or scheduling or cost. But here's something. There is a free suite of mobile apps that can provide relief from depression and anxiety symptoms, I guess according to the people who own the app.
Yeah.
The 13 mini apps, collectively known as IntelliCare, were designed by Northwestern University clinicians and based on validated psychological techniques currently used by therapists. They're free of charge and available at Google Play. iOS versions will be available soon. Oh, well, if you have iOS.
There really is an app for everything, though.
Apparently.
Now.
In a test of 96 people who used these apps for 8 weeks, the participants reported a 50% reduction on average in those symptoms. This is comparable to what's expected for in-person therapy. Really? Or antidepressant medication. I thought you were supposed to definitely get better.
Yeah.
All right.
Isn't that the idea?
They told me.
No guarantee.
Again, it's free, currently available only on Google Play. The Apple version's coming soon. So if you want to do that, you want to go check that out, see if that works, then you can do it. It's called, again, IntelliCare. You know, it's IntelliCare. Then the letter I, then care, IntelliCare. And best of all, it's free, all right? So you got that going
for
you.
That's why there's no guarantee.
That's right.
Nothing's free
that's
in this
it.
World.
Yeah.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica-Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 4th, learn all about spring vegetable gardening. Learning about planting, variety selection, fertilizing, and pest control is important to success. Come learn about growing vegetables this week at Producers. And bring the kids too.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Can bees play ball? I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Bumblebees might be the most unlikely sports enthusiasts you can possibly think of, but Queen Mary University of London researchers have taught them to play ball. Neuroethologist Clint Perry says the bees learn to move a tiny ball to the center of a bee-sized arena in exchange for a sweet reward. He and his team report in Science Magazine that the key to successful learning was to watch other bees do it first.
Every single one of the bees that saw the other bee do it picked it up rather well.
But he adds that the bees went beyond what the first bees did, picking up the ball that was closest to the target to save time.
And this shows that they weren't simply copying what they observed. Well, all of this shows kind of an unprecedented level of behavioral flexibility.
Perry says the study is a reminder that it doesn't always take a big brain like ours to solve complex tasks. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Bella, knock it off. Sit, Bella. I said sit. Why won't you listen to me?
You need Sit Means Sit dog training.
Can they get Bella under control?
Absolutely. Any dog, any age, and any problem. Sit Means Sit provides training that will make Bella a happy, confident, and obedient dog. They offer free in-home training consultations.
What's their number?
979-530-5577. Check out their new training facility on McCullough Road, first left after America's Country Store on Welburn. Sit Means Sit, making happy dogs and even happier owners.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Demand for big-ticket manufactured goods rose sharply in January, due largely to a surge in orders for aircraft. Durable goods orders rose 1.8% from a month earlier, but orders outside of the transportation sector fell 0.2. A key measure of business investment, orders for non-defense capital goods, excluding aircraft, fell 0.4%. The report suggests business investment remains choppy despite the rise in the stock market and stable economic growth. The White House is preparing to propose boosting defense spending and slashing funding for longtime Republican targets like the EPA. President Trump's proposal for the 2018 budget year will be sent to agencies today. Verizon says it will begin testing its fifth-generation wireless service in 11 markets across the country, from rural areas to dense urban centers. 5G provides speeds up to 40 times faster than 4G, and it's expected to eventually impact everything from self-driving cars to robots. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. The word on the street says we're in for an economic boom, so don't let your business get left behind. If you've been putting off building, now is the time to call General Steel. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price if you call now. For example, a 40 by 60 foot building is still less than $25,000. Even an 80 by 150 foot building is under $99,000.
Imagine 12,000 square feet for under $99,000.
This building is designed for your needs, no wasted space. And you get the General's quality and 50-year structural warranty at a price you can afford. You can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction by calling General Steel today. As much as half. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great. Call now. 866-95-STEEL. It's not too late. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
You may walk into Amish Furniture for Generations and find just the perfect bedroom or dining room set or furniture for your family room or your office. It could be right there. But if not, know that it can be built for you. You may like some facet of that piece of furniture or that bedroom suit, but you want to make a change? Amish Furniture for Generations can help you go through that process. The reason is the furniture is bench built. Now, you see the model there, or you can see some catalogs that Kent has, but you can change the wood, the finish, and of course, there are lots of different styles for you to choose from. But most importantly, this is furniture that you make your own through the customization process as you want to change it. I remember years ago, you know, if you look for a desk and you wanted this many drawers or this many cubbies, you could have that made, and you still can. That's what's the beauty of Amish Furniture for Generations. Solid wood furniture, bench built by Amish craftsmen, to your specifications, and then the Kent goes and picks it up, and delivers it back to you. So stop in and see them. Amish Furniture for Generations are in the Boonville Road Shopping Center right down from Kroger. Or you can call them 774-4500. All furniture made in the U.S. by Amish craftsmen. It's Amish Furniture for Generations.
As the wireless network battle rages on, today, why claims of which one is the best can be very misleading. Kim Komando with your Monday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Both Verizon and AT&T have long claimed to be the best wireless network. But which one really is? A new independent study claims that Verizon took top place in six measured categories: overall performance, reliability, speed, data performance, call performance, and text performance. For consumers, that would appear to be the ball game, except it's not. Clearly, of all the cellular carriers, Verizon and AT&T offer the best coverage nationwide. That's the key. Most consumers generally operate in their hometown, not all over America. Verizon won this latest study in 39 of the 50 states. Did it win in yours? How about in your hometown? If you're shopping for new service, ask friends and family for their experience before you buy. Get breaking tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well, and because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Can you imagine losing $40,000 in a single burglary? That happened in Los Angeles just last month. A thief broke a window and stole a homeowner's safe. Too many homes out there, maybe yours, have only a single pane of glass as the barrier between your home's safety and a catastrophe. That's why I recommend SimpliSafe Home Security. 24/7 protection is $14.99 a month. Get 10% off your security system today by going to SimpliSafeKim.com. That's SimpliSafeKim.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32 at 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan School Board members are holding a second round of interviews today and tomorrow with two and not three candidates for superintendent. Board President Trey Moore says one of their picks has accepted a position in another district, which he says is a reflection of the strength of their selections.
I really believe that we're going to come out with a final candidate that will be able to bring that sense of unity back to our community.
The first set of interviews were 90 minutes with pre-written questions. Moore says they'll have at least twice the time, in part to get into more depth. After tomorrow's visit with the second candidate, board members are scheduled to review the two interviews. The goal is to announce a lone finalist a week from Wednesday. Motorists in the Twin Cities are nearing the end of the fourth year of navigating the relocation of freeway on and off ramps. Another leg of the X-Ramp project starts tomorrow, affecting southbound traffic in Bryan between the Highway 21 and MLK exits. Depending on the weather, the new ramps could open as early as July. A correction to a story aired earlier this month regarding a West Bryan housing development. The Bryan City Council in 2013 did approve a request from developers of the Edgewater development behind Autumn Lakes off West Villa Maria to require less space between homes. 2 weeks ago, the council gave first round approval to more changes sought by the developers. Planning Administrator Martin Zimmerman says the request to change the layout will add two more streets and two more cul-de-sac streets that were not part of the original design.
Since they started developing the first phase, which had 192 lots, they had to do a lot more engineering studies. They know where the drainage ways are now. They slightly altered the design. They found a way where they could add these cul-de-sac streets behind what will be the extension of Kingsgate.
Final action is scheduled tomorrow. Tonight, those already living in Edgewater as well as surrounding neighborhoods are invited to tell city officials what they want in a new park on Chick Lane. Tonight's meeting starts at 6 at Mary Branch Elementary School and is the first of two opportunities for public input. A fifth-generation Texan who has spent the last 12 years in Arizona feels like he's back at home in College Station.
Well, here I don't have to have an accent-canceling mic when I speak because everybody can understand me.
College Station's new fire chief, Jonathan McMahon, finished his first week last Friday with a swearing-in ceremony.
This is a family environment here, and I wanted to be part of a family. So I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to be the new member of their family.
McMahon, whose firefighting career began in 1989 northeast of Dallas in Hunt County, also attended the Texas A&M Fire Training School. A three-month investigation by College Station Police has led to an arrest on charges of impersonating an officer. 22-year-old Jimmily Russell Fox of College Station is accused of identifying himself as Officer James Russell and threatening a man who was seeing Fox's ex-girlfriend last November. Fox is also accused of trying to get the man's daughter to reveal the whereabouts of her father. According to the arrest report, Fox called College Station 911 and being verbally abusive to dispatchers when identifying himself as Russell and reporting the other man was holding his ex-girlfriend hostage by drugging her. The ex-girlfriend told police she was with the other man of her own choosing. Another case of impersonating an officer took place 2 weeks ago. CSPD received a call from a woman who took an Uber ride from Northgate to her home. According to the arrest report, she got out of her car and she was approached by a man who pulled up in his Jeep, identified himself as an undercover cop, and said the Uber driver had almost run over people in Northgate. The passenger got back into the Uber car, took cell phone pictures of the Jeep, and called the real police. That led to Friday's arrest of 37-year-old Daniel Thompson Hurd of Bryan. WTAW News Time is 8:36 at 68 degrees. You can text us any time of the day with your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Good morning. Let's check some weather. Brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Clouds will be with us throughout the day. In fact, there may be a passing shower as well. Temperatures anywhere from 75 to 80. Clouds will persist tonight, so will the chance for a shower. Lows tonight are going to be 65 to 70. Tomorrow, the clouds will break up. We'll see partial sun develop. There could be a leftover shower. Highs tomorrow are going to be 80 to 85. It'll be breezy. Tomorrow night, it's partly to mostly cloudy. Lows will drop down probably to about 60, and then we'll see sunshine and 70 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right, Brad Mitchell in the studio right now. Time to check in with Chris Dyer of the Arts Council. How you doing today, Chris?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. What have you got for us today?
Well, I have one of our favorite affiliates here. I have the Brazos Valley Chorale, and Larry Lipke is here to represent them. And I know that he sings a little bit with them. I seem like every time I go, he's singing in there. And it's just a really talented group in the Brazos Valley that, you know, some people may not know about.
Yeah, the Brazos Valley Chorale, of course, is a community chorale consisting of about 100 singers that have signed up to sing with us. They do it out of passion for music and a love of choral singing and those kind of things.
Oh, that's fantastic.
We do about four concerts a year, and we have one of those coming up on March 4th, Saturday, March 4th at 7 p.m. at First Presbyterian Church in Bryan.
Oh, that's
great. Really, really excited about that concert that's coming up. We'll have another one on May 6th at Christ United Methodist Church. But this near one, the one we have on the 4th, is we're calling it Lenten Meditations, with Ash Wednesday being on March 1st, being in the season of Lent. The music that we've selected for this particular concert just fits right in with that. And the highlight of that is a piece by John Rutter. John Rutter is a modern choral composer, probably one of the most respected modern choral composers that there is. He's created a lot of wonderful works. This one's called Requiem, and it just has some beautiful music that goes along with that, and will be complemented by a number of musicians, a small chamber orchestra that will accompany us on that, and I think everybody would really enjoy it.
That's fantastic.
We'll also have, in addition to that, that's a fairly major work of seven movements, and lasts a while.
Yeah.
But we'll be complementing that with a with three or four other pieces, some by our chamber singers, which is a smaller subgroup of the Brazos Valley Chorale, that are doing some pieces by Mozart and Pablo Casals and John Steiner, that are also in keeping with the Lenten theme. And again, that's at First Presbyterian Church on March 4th at 7 p.m.
That's great to hear. I'm a singer myself, and I really miss singing in ensembles and things like that. Is there any information you can give people on if they would like to join your organization?
Yes. Typically, we have major audition. I call it major audition, major thrust for auditions in August every year prior to a season, but we also hold mid-season auditions. We just had some here in early January. We brought in a few more singers at that time. And so the auditions are not too rigorous, if you will. It's just more a matter of, can you kind of hold a tune to some degree and for our director to see where your voice fits, what kind of part he'd prefer that you sang within the chorale.
That's great.
And then we rehearse every Monday night. So you have to kind of be committed to having Monday night availability. But Monday night for about 2 hours is when we rehearse. So
what a great thing for people in the community to do. And one more time, when is your performance coming up here?
It's on March 4th, 7 p.m., First Presbyterian Church. Tickets are available online at bvchorale.org. Or if they happen to know of a current singer in the chorale, singers have tickets available to sell. They're $15 in advance for adults, $20 at the door. Students, a mere $5.
That's
great.
And
under six is free. So,
that's
really
fantastic.
Encourage the community to come out. And the First Presbyterian Church is just such a wonderful acoustic facility.
Oh, yeah.
And, I think everybody would really enjoy that concert.
I think so, too. That sounds amazing. Chris, is there anything else you got for us over there?
There are always a lot of things going on in the Brazos Valley. We immediately have coming up on Sunday, March 5th, is our, I believe this is our 8th or 9th. I can't even remember what number it is, but it is our Red Wasp Film Festival. So we do an independent film festival, and it's going to be out at Coulter Field from 2 to 5 on that Sunday. So come out and check it out. It is free. And if you need more information, acbv.org, or look for the Arts Council of Brazos Valley on Facebook.
That sounds great. Chris Dyer and Larry Lipke, thanks a lot for coming in for the Arts Council. Is there anything else you got for us?
Not at this point.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it. And if you want more information, you can go check them out. Look up the Arts Council online and get all the information you need. Thanks, guys.
That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200. 842, Infomaniacs. Okay, so a Milwaukee woman being robbed at gunpoint not only escaped unharmed, she got an apology from the robbers. Christy Welch coming home from a class when two men accosted her in her car, demanded money at gunpoint, but Christy explained to them that she had just had surgery and didn't have any money. That's when the unexpected happened. The men apologized and said, "God bless you," and laughed. Yeah, Christy said that she would not have believed the story had it not actually happened to her. So there, no arrest has been made.
So is Mr.
Yes.
Downs here?
He is.
Okay, but I didn't know if he was leaving to
go. Oh, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because isn't he supposed to leave and go somewhere?
Yeah, well, he just got back from somewhere, and then he's supposed to go somewhere.
Yeah, he popped in just for a second a minute
did
ago.
He?
So,
well,
yeah, he is here.
Could, all right, well, we could call him. I need to look up his direct phone, because I really don't want him coming in the studio.
Okay, yeah. We want to talk to him. We just don't want to see him.
Exactly. Well, just because if we do, then we'll fall behind, and we still have Bravo Brazos Valley to do.
Of course.
So we have all that stuff. Now, if I could just, that's his flip phone. I'm not going to call him on that. Let me see. I don't even remember.
I don't know his direct line. And even if I did, I probably shouldn't say it over the radio.
Well, that's probably right. Okay, hang on.
I mean, Lily doesn't even call his direct line.
Not very often. That's true. So, all right. So, let me see. Okay, here we go. It's, 695. Yeah, okay.
Oh.
All right, here we go. Yeah. So it's 695, and then here are the other numbers.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, okay. See if he answers the phone. 8844 as we wait for Mr. Downs.
Yes.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Well, Scott, it's so nice to hear from you today.
Well, yeah, thanks.
Well, this is like Christmas morning all over
again.
Yeah,
right.
And
I will just quickly, before we go on to the reason I called you, we went to see Jersey Boys Saturday afternoon, and yeah.
Pretty great.
Yeah, if you get a chance to do that someplace, do that. I don't know.
How was the crowd? You always ask me that.
Crowd was okay. It's Saturday afternoon, and so there were a lot of old people there. That was good. We were lucky to not be the oldest people there, which sometimes happens.
Yeah.
But just suffice it to say, you understand these are four guys and they're singing, and they found very creative ways for them to present their songs.
Yeah, I know. Wasn't it great? It was a great event, and I had not seen it anywhere else. I knew everybody was all hot and bothered because it was such a good thing, and it was great.
Now,
it was just really amazing.
What's interesting, and again, as we had talked to one of the guys, that now I saw the guy who I guess you met at the media party, Chelsea.
Yes.
And he's a big, tall guy, wasn't
there
he?
There were a couple of tall ones,
yeah.
And then the other two were shorter.
Yeah.
But yes, I was able to interview one of the taller ones, which is always nice, because sometimes it can be a little awkward interviewing someone while you're looking down on them.
Yep,
you know.
Exactly. But what they talk about, some of the negative things about being touring is that you're gone. You're
right.
Gone from your family. You're gone from the people who you love, and it changes things. Well, okay, they finished up at about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, okay? They load this thing into two 18-wheelers. Okay, Tuesday they open in Indianapolis. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know, and then they're traveling. As best I could tell, they don't get a break till the end of April.
Okay.
I mean, it is, you do a Sunday, you get the Monday off, and boom, you're back to work.
Wow. Yeah, and that Monday is to travel, or,
exactly.
You know, I
mean,
to rest, I guess.
You get to be on a luxurious bus traveling to someplace else, but anyhow. But it was very well done.
Well, and here they were doing the media stuff the day before their opening day.
That's right.
So, you know, they could already be an indie, you know, with their media.
That's true. All right, so here's a fun radio story, Mr. Downs.
Oh, good. It's about time.
The Times of London said that Bulgaria's public radio stopped playing all current music because the management refused to pay the royalty fees, which went up.
Yep. Well, there you have it.
That's it. They said, we can't afford this, so we're not going to. So,
oh, boy.
Since
it's
then,
just a matter of time here, too.
Well, that's, I guess, kind of a precursor, right? They're ahead of the curve. So,
Bulgaria, huh? Why couldn't it be someplace that isn't the punchline of a joke?
Yeah, I know. Well, since then, listeners have been getting tunes that were released more than 70 years after the songwriter's death. That means that
public
there's a
domain.
Lot of, yeah, there's a lot of Glenn Miller, there's a lot of Andrew Sisters, a lot of classical music. Turns out this was a good thing. Around one-third of Bulgaria's population of 7.5 million are retirees, and they love the new format. Of course, again...
Did you know?
Yeah?
Did you know that in the 30s or 40s, I think it was the 30s, that was when... all the radio stations, acting illegally together as one, chose to not play any music that was licensed by ASCAP.
Oh, really? They did kind
and
of a...
That's why the themes from so many golden era of radio radio shows are public domain things. The Lone Ranger and the William Tell Overture and the Flight of the Bumblebee from the Green Hornet. That's why those were in there.
Wow. Well, there you go. It's just, again, it's a way to save money. But, of course, I'm thinking in Bulgaria, your social media options are probably limited.
Yeah.
You can't stream stuff so well. So
I'm thinking in Bulgaria, they use the money they save to buy things like, you know, food,
things like that. Well, there you are.
I'd like to take a moment here to tout the values of talk radio here real quick.
Sure, that's right. We play musical beds, but that's really about it.
Do you know any Bulgarian at all?
Not one.
I see.
Yeah. Okay, well, hey.
Are they not as good at talk radio?
Tell me English as a second language is not a big deal in Bulgaria.
I bet you could do it.
I bet you
could.
I
mean, nobody gets the point of the show now here in Bryan Station College, Texas.
Well,
and so why? Look, by the way, you'd be pleased to know that I was introduced on Friday morning to a large group of broadcasters as being from Bryan College again.
Excellent. Yes. I know that. Oh, that's outstanding.
Good old accredited Bryan College.
Where are you from? I'm from Bryan College.
Can we get audio of that and send it to Sokol? That'd be, just let him know he's punching it out there for us.
Byron Broadcasting.
There you go. Very good. Thank you, Mr. Dowd.
Oh, by the way.
Yes.
I just wanted you to know that you'll have to look elsewhere for stories about the Academy Awards last night. I decided I had been preached to on Sunday morning. I was not going to be preached to on Sunday night, and so I just watched something. I think
really?
I watched The Walking Dead is what I did.
Right,
I haven't seen The Walking Dead in a long time, and while I recognize the irony of my choice there,
you bailed on that.
I did not watch the
Oscars. Man, all right, thank you. Well, forewarned.
Do you want to learn the Bible? Are you tired of hearing stories, jokes, and constant illustrations when all you really want to do is worship God and learn His Word as He deems appropriate, as we see in John chapter 4 and verse 24? If so, why not visit us at the BCS Church of Christ? At the BCS Church of Christ, it is our goal to stand firm upon God's Word and not upon the teachings and ever-changing opinions of men. In John chapter 8 and verse 32, Jesus clearly tells us that the truth will set men free. Later in John 17 and verse 17, Jesus says that God's word is truth. Thus, it is only by following God's word that men and women will actually be set free. The doctrines of men destroy true New Testament Christianity, and it should not be this way. If you would like to, come visit us at the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30 in College Station, or come visit our website at thebcschurchofchrist.com to find out more about our times of study and worship.
This is from the Did You Know file. On 22 acres of land just south of Huntsville sits the Captain Joe Byrd Cemetery. And it's not just any gravesite. For the last 164 years, it's been the final resting place for prisoners. All too often, families just don't show up to claim their remains. There may be no family, or they may not be able to afford the cost of burial. Those deceased are buried at Joe Byrd Cemetery. From its beginnings in 1853 until the early 1970s, there were no written records. It was barely maintained. Joe Byrd was the assistant warden at the Walls Unit, and he took it upon himself to try to maintain the identity of not just those buried before then, but all those buried after. Before Joe got involved, inmates referred to it as Peckerwood Hill. Peckerwood is not the so enduring term for poor inmates. Captain Byrd cataloged and made sure that some sort of headstone or wooden marker indicated each of the about 900 graves that he could identify. In 2012, the Texas Department of Criminal Justice estimated 2,100 rested at Joe Byrd. But then Indiana State University got involved, of all schools. Their research said the number was closer to 3,000. Most of those who lie there are still unknown, and many more are identified only by their inmate number. Many are known, like Kiowa Indian Chief Santanta, who committed suicide while imprisoned in 1878. Cowboy Lee Smith has the largest headstone in the cemetery. It was donated by fellow cowboys. And you may recall serial killer Henry Lee Lucas, thought to have killed 157 people, including his mother. He's also buried there. About 150 inmates are buried there each year, and all burials happen Monday through Friday at precisely 8:30 in the morning, with the prisoner chaplain officiating and occasionally family, but sometimes no one else is there. Huntsville Funeral Home provides the simple casket, the plastic liners, for about $2,000 each. Inmates dig the graves, they chisel the headstones, and they tend to the cemetery grounds. And it's regarded now as among the best maintained burial grounds around. The Captain Joe Byrd Cemetery, south of Huntsville, is open to the public. That's a Bravo Brazos Valley. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Is this the year you become a homeowner?
Cherry Rufino's free home buyer seminars are back. Come hear all the ins and outs of the process. We'll guide you every step of the way. Join us the first Tuesday of every month at 6:30 at the corner of University and Texas at the Coldwell Banker Agtown Building. For more information, go to cherryrufino.com. Seating is limited. To make reservations, go to cherryrufino.com.
That's the first Tuesday of every month at 6:30. Hope to see you there.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a sure winner. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-480-5681. That's 800-480-5681. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-480-5681. 800-480-5681.
5 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Neil Fingleton died?
Who?
Do you know him?
Mm-hmm.
From soap opera with swords.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who did he play?
Mag the Mighty.
I don't even remember that character.
Okay.
Mm.
Accomplished a lot during his short time on Earth. He was 36. He was the tallest British-born man at 7'7".
Wow.
Played college and pro basketball in Spain, China, Italy, France, and England. Believed the only bad thing about being tall was the stupid remarks and questions, and was more insecure about being bald than being tall.
Okay. It looks like he played a big giant.
Yeah. Well, I guess that would make sense if he's 7'7", then
did it say how or why?
Heart attack, I believe.
Oh,
heart attack,
okay.
I believe. I think that's it. So is Clip Howard here? Do you know?
Is he in the building? I do not know.
Okay, he was if you want to duck your head in there, we could give him about 2 minutes, Brad. I'm not going to give him any more than that. But anyway. Gilmore Girls and Parenthood star Lauren Graham, you know her?
Yes, I do.
Has been cast in a brand new comedy for Fox called Linda from HR. As you might imagine, Variety reports that she'll be playing the main character named Linda, who makes just one bad decision, which throws her monotonous, unfulfilled life into a complete disarray.
Oh,
so
okay.
There we go. Was she one of the girls, or what did? Who
yeah,
did
she's
she
the
play?
Mom. She's Lorelai.
Oh,
she's
okay.
The mom.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
I didn't see him anywhere.
All right. Well, he was here earlier, so he ducked out. Well, that's fine. Then I guess we've said all we need to about the Academy Awards.
Since my daughter has been at Athena, I think she has not only learned, but she has learned how to learn.
The tutoring is one-on-one, and they build a relationship. They learn his strengths, his weaknesses, what's the best way to attack his issues, and create a strategy for him.
We reach the children where they are. Then we find ways to work with them. We go above and beyond to make sure that that unique child has just what he or she is needing.
Better grades for your child start at AthenaTutoring.com.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One. Rugs. They just make a house a home.
Tell us about the rug selection you have here at Aggieland Carpet One.
I gotta say, we always have discounted rugs that are maybe being cleared out, but we always are receiving lots of new styles in area rugs. Some of the new exciting ones right now also have some gray tones and just really interesting looks now that are a little more modern.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
What's the difference between getting your license and becoming a safe driver? At Safeway Driving, know it's the number of hours spent training behind the wheel. That's why we offer a variety of packages to train drivers of all skill levels. Getting a license is not a rite of passage. It's a learned skill, and just like any other skill, it takes hours of practice to hone. It's time to take your driver training seriously and take it with Safeway Driving. To get on the road to safe driving, go to SafewayDriving.com or call 844-DRIVE-SAFE. That's 844-374-8375. 72.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. A couple of minutes till. Just kind of scatter shooting around the globe. Pakistani Airlines will be investigated after it was revealed that at least 7 extra people were allowed on a flight but had to stand in the aisle.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's probably not good.
Can't do that.
Extra passengers stood in the aisle for the duration of the 3-hour trip after flight attendants issued them handwritten boarding passes instead of the standard computer-generated. I guess they need the money.
Yeah.
Elderly burglar in Italy knew his victims wouldn't be home for a few days, so he made himself at home. Before taking a carload full of valuables, he did some laundry, took a shower, made a couple of meals, got busted by his teeth. While he chowed down, he soaked his backup set of dentures in a glass in the bathroom. Homeowners came home. He had one set of teeth, but the backups were still there. Just saying. TV tonight, it's The Voice, the season premiere of The Voice.
I cannot let myself get hooked on this season. I just don't have the time.
It's Adam Levine, is that his name?
Yes, okay. Adam Levine.
Okay, Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani, and Alicia Keys.
Yep.
Oh, man. And as usual, the season begins with blind auditions. Mm-hmm. The Bachelor, it's on tonight. It's a new edition. That'll be on at 7. And the season premiere of Taken. Based on that Liam Neeson movie.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it'll be any good or not, but we'll see. On this date, People magazine was published for the first time in 1974.
Wow.
How did we live without that?
Right?
I can't imagine.
Do not know.
Yeah.